We concluded the book of Luke today. We'll begin the book of John, the final gospel, but Matthew, Mark, and Luke are the synoptic gospels. Very similar in their composition. And we complete having the account of Christ's resurrection and appearing before his followers. I think it's an interesting story. It's Cleopas and Peter, they're walking on their way to Emmaus, and Jesus shows up. And they're so focused on what's been going on that they don't really recognize who they're with. And Jesus is sharing with them, and their hearts are coming alive and burning. And they ask him to stay over once they get to Emmaus, and he does. Breaks the bread, and all of a sudden they get it. They get it. It's Jesus. Boom, he's gone. So they immediately leave Emmaus, walk the 7 miles back to Jerusalem to the others, and tell them. And Jesus shows up there too. And they're astounded. In fact, they're freaking out. They think they're seeing a ghost. And Jesus is just kind to them and says, look, you know, guys, spirits don't have flesh and bone, as you can clearly see that I do. Look, here's my hands. Come touch me. And they're kind of staying away. I mean, this is a guy that they saw die. And yet here he is. And just to prove it, he eats a meal. He's just so kind and almost playful with them, just gentle and understanding the situation is a little bit weird for them. But finally, they do get it. And they watch him go up to heaven, returning to his father, and go back to Jerusalem with great joy. And as I read that account, I think of how many times in my own life that the hand of God has been there, and I just have completely missed it until I have an aha moment and Jesus is here. How many times in your life have you trusted the Lord for something only to know and see that he's been there all along? How many times have we doubted and just said, I cannot reconcile all of these things, only to watch our hearts come alive when we experience the presence of the Lord in an undeniable way where we can say, I don't know what else to say, but that my heart has come alive and I cannot deny it. So often we find ourselves in the same boat. It's really one of the reasons that I encourage this community often to journal. I think journaling is, well, first of all, I think it's something that I'm not all that good at and sometimes don't enjoy at all. But I have the benefit of going to old journals and seeing the thread of mercy in my life, seeing grace follow me like the cloud did the children of Israel.